Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me, Patricia Casey, on You Can Cook Too. As you know, I'm an amateur cook, not a professional, and for this series, I'm trying to choose very simple recipes, and this one is the simplest of simples. It was a recipe that was given to me in or around 1982 when I was working in Nottingham in England. And I lost it because I'd stored it on my computer and the computer crashed. It was very old in those days. Nothing was saved or could be saved, so I lost it. And I came across it again just when I was browsing the internet about a month ago. And I've tried it since then, and I'm delighted to have found it because it's a wonderfully easy recipe, and it's called Snaffles Mousse. Now, you might wonder what Snaffles is. For all the years that I had the recipe, I never knew. Nobody could tell me. But I discovered recently that Snaffles Restaurant was a really upmarket place here in Dublin on Leeson Street in the 60s and in the 70s, and people like Charlie Haughey, Paul Newman, and you know, the good and the great, mainly the great, went there because it was very posh. At the time, it was doing recipes that were not available in other eateries, such as lasagna, beef bourguignon, and a whole host of others. So while the main restaurants in the country were doing things like steak and chips and roast beef and roast chicken, this was doing the continental stuff. And Snaffles Mousse is a very special recipe. It was one of the starters that they had. It's very easy. It consists of a can of beef consomme. Campbell's do them or used to do them. I don't know if Campbell's still exist, and Baxter's do them now. And a lot of the shops do their own consomme. So a tin of beef consomme, I think it's about 10.5 ounces. A teaspoon of gelatin, or if you're using the gelatin sheets, 1 sheet of gelatin. 8 ounces of cream cheese. That's the Philadelphia or the generic cream cheese that's now available in all the shops. 2 small garlic cloves crushed into a paste. I confess I haven't used the garlic cloves myself in mine, but I suspect they would add an extra kick to it. 1 teaspoon of curry powder. Now, what you do is you take your gelatin and you add it to a little bit of the warmed consomme and let it dissolve. Or if you're using the sheet, you can add it to water and leave it in the hot water until it softens. And then you take it out and add it to the consomme. Anyway, the consomme and the gelatin. Make sure the gelatin is melted in the consomme. And then to that, you add the cream cheese, the minced garlic and the curry powder. And you do that in a whiz or a food mixer and whiz them round. And that's it. And you leave them for a few hours and the mixture will solidify. Now, if you want at that, before you put them into the fridge to solidify, you can put them into pretty little glass dishes. And this is, you all know my penchant for glass dishes at this point. You can put them into ordinary glasses, or if you've got nice little ornamental kind of dishes that you get in charity shops, put them into that and leave them in the fridge, not the freezer, in the fridge to set like jelly, and take it out, serve it with either ordinary toast or with crackers or with Melba toast. And Melba toast goes particularly well with this. And I don't know if you know what Melba toast is. Again, in the 1960s and 70s, it was a bit like rosemary and multi-seed bread now. It was posh. And it was a bit avant-garde. So to make Melba toast, you cut the crusts off some sliced pan and you put them into a hot oven and let them toast in the oven. And they become quite hard, and then you take them out and you serve them either hot or cold. It doesn't really matter. If you don't want to be bothered doing that, toast or crackers is fine. You can decorate them if you decorate the mousse if you want with a little bit of lemon on top or a twist of cucumber. Some people put a few prawns and then some roe on top. I just like it plain and simple with a bit of cucumber to brighten up the colour. Flavour is very difficult to identify. You will definitely get a curry flavour from it. But it's one of these ones where you could have a competition to decide who could guess what was in Snaffle's Mousse. Now, Snaffle's Mousse, of course, it's an Irish recipe. It was served in Snaffle's restaurant, as I've said. It's a Dublin recipe, really. And I found a piece online about it by the chef who worked in the restaurant at the time when Snaffle's Mousse was going strong. And his name, I think his first name was Paul, but it was Dwyer. And he now works and runs hostelry in the south of France. So I thought an appropriate song for this recipe that's really gone out of fashion, even though it's gorgeous and it's very difficult to find. An appropriate song is Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. And this song, it's really a song lamenting the Dublin that's changing. The buildings are changing, the landscape is changing, the way people do things is changing. So it's a poignant piece. It was written by a man, he was born Peter Mooney, but he changed his name and became known as Pete St. John. And Pete St. John was born in Dublin, but went to the United States, where he worked mainly in labouring sort of jobs. He was also a songwriter, and he wrote The Rare Owl Times, and he's best known, however, for The Fields of Athenry. But let's listen now to the Dubliners version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times.
Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And I courted Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times.
Mm-hmm.
the gargle dims me brain. 'Cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down. As the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Lynn. I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring. I'll remember Dublin city in the rare.